After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Tiani, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Tiani, how you doing?
Hi.
You doing okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They didn't take me.
I can say that. I'm still waiting.
You know, some people did go today, though.
Not
it's not me. I got a guy in here that tells me that he's going to sit by me in the lunchroom and tell them all, tell my wife what you said. He's going to tell all the black people in there. He's going to say, this guy named Mike hates niggers.
Right.
I said, you do that. I'm just going to look around and say, who's Mike?
My dad told the lady at the restaurant last night his name was Bill.
But anyway, make sure you text Kelly the address and stuff too.
Sure.
She doesn't have. I don't know if she has your phone number anymore. She said she got a new phone and she's trying to get everybody's numbers again. So.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, she might have yours. I wanted to talk to her about what Sherry and I had talked about and stuff, too. And
yeah, that's what I talked to her about.
Oh, maybe she didn't get it. She didn't even mention it.
She didn't answer back, so maybe she didn't.
Yeah. So, how are the kids doing?
Good. I had to have another birthday party tonight.
Oh,
she's coming to my birthday party.
My little baby's
four. I already told him. She has cake and ice cream.
Well, I watched.
Grandma Sarah brought over pizza.
Who did?
Grandma Sarah.
Well, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
My, everybody in here were watching a Mammoth Christmas or something. I don't know, Ice Age Christmas or something. I don't know if kids ever seen that, but it's pretty cute.
I think we have. Oh, that other movie or book that I had bought you, that's hardcover.
Yes.
Like, from the same people that wrote Seabiscuit. That's why I thought you'd like it, because you said you were reading Seabiscuit.
What is it called?
I can't remember what it's called now.
I didn't even hear what you were saying, I guess.
It's written by the same people that wrote Seabiscuit.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
The one that I had bought you, but it was hardcover.
Did you finish Owen Meany?
No, have you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I finished it a while back, but it was really good.
I'm still like in the same area.
Yeah, it was really good, and it's actually pretty sad.
Oh my gosh.
Anything else going on?
No, not really. Watching Spiro.
What's that?
Watching Spiro.
Talk to anybody else?
Jay Dowdle.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Just under, there's six, so they didn't come up yesterday, but.
Oh. You tell him what I said?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I gave him the address and stuff. He said, yeah, they're still thinking about starting their own stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, thank you.
Why do I miss you? I can't wait until a couple months go by and I get to sit down at a table with you.
Yeah.
And Mom and whoever else. There might be a process you have to get signed up with. I don't know for sure.
I called the people today. They said you're not registered in the thing yet.
No.
In our system.
Gotcha.
I said, well, I guess I'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah. Just keep trying.
Jack's out.
What's that?
Jack's out.
Yeah.
Mariah's getting. Did I tell you she's going to get the principal to work?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome.
So awesome. That's nice. They're going to be able to spend a lot of time with grandparents here after Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
They love that so much.
Carly wanted to go tonight. Jack wanted to go tonight. Carly wanted to go with my mom, and she's like, maybe tomorrow, because she took this week off.
Because she what?
She took this week off, so she's on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to get some stuff done or something, so she told Carly maybe tomorrow.
A lot of stress on our family right now, the entire family.
Yeah.
So did you send out Christmas pictures this year or no?
No, I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I know. There's so much going on. I don't blame you. Trying to keep my anxiety here. I've got a really good group of guys that I'm in with. It's a really good group of guys. It's amazing, actually.
Yeah, it kind of sucks to change at home.
It does. I'm not very good at change, but...
I know you are.
Well, the kids had fun at the birthday party today. Horses all doing good?
Yeah.
Good. Well, text Jimmy when you have a second and tell him I said hi and I'm thinking about his mom.
Oh, I did. I told him today. He Facebooked me. He said he wrote you a letter and it came back that there's no one at that address or something.
Hannah had that happen before, too.
That's what he said. Oh, well, I told him that. I said, someone else told me that. Because I wrote it down the same way you wrote it. I said, well, then I should have went out because I didn't mind though.
Yeah.
I gave him the new address and I told him I'd let him know when you left him.
Oh, good.
I was on there.
Tell him I'm thinking about, you know, him and his mom, though, and I feel...
I did.
Okay.
He said he's sorry he couldn't come. Ohio, but
it's all right. He would have been there otherwise.
That's okay. We're thinking about you. And
you talk to Dan anymore?
No.
No. Dad put his tractors up.
The one we gotta take across the road. The other one, my dad's gonna have Jerry come look at, see if we can get it going.
Oh, good.
And then the other one. Trailers and go back to my dad's house.
Yeah.
I got the truck here right now. I just gotta get it hooked to the trailer and.
You just got hooked to do what?
I got the truck still here from getting a Christmas tree, so I'm gonna hook the trailer to it and take it to my dad's.
Okay. How come there?
Nah. That way,
Chris. My friend was saying, use the truck, do whatever you got to do with it. What? Did they ever fix the Ford or anything? Or?
No, it's still sitting down there.
You ever find out what was wrong with it, did we?
I don't know. They never told me.
Well, maybe you could ask him.
Huh.
Or whatever, and then we just get it picked up. Get that over to your dad's place, too, maybe, or my dad's or something.
Okay.
front. Got a letter from Diane Smith today, and Linda Timmons, and Val, and Mike.
I don't know if they'd let you get any more.
Yeah, they let me. I can get them until I leave.
What about...
What?
I'll just have to pick them up from you, or what?
Probably. I just hope they let me keep my ring.
Me too. I'm worried about it.
Well, though, someone could try to stab me in prison for it and kill me, I guess. I pray so many times every day. You don't even know. I just pray and pray and pray. I pray for everybody at Baseline Church, too. They've been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to write a letter to them when I get settled in. Did you look at that one place that I told you to go to? They could order the commissary or whatever?
Securus?
I don't know what it was called. I think it was something else, though.
What was that place called? You can order the commissary?
SecurePackage.com.
I don't look at that one.
Every 3 months you can order a...
She can't do that? What? She can't do it while we're in quarantine, can she?
Yeah, while you're in quarantine, you can get it while you're in quarantine. Yep, citizens. You don't want to order it until you get there, though.
Okay. SecurePackage.com and get
it. You have to order it for me. Up to $85, so she can do razors and shampoo. Oh, just food. They can't touch none of that. Okay. So, that's just a... SecurePackage.com, it's up to $85. You can do that every 3 months.
Okay.
So, cool, huh?
Cool. Hello.
Not much to look forward to, honey.
What can you give him? Just food?
He says he thinks just food.
I could still send books.
What's that?
Could still send books and stuff.
Yeah, I want to.
She can send books right away, though, in quarantine, can't she? Sorry, bud.
Yep. Yeah, I'd love to have one of those right away.
Because someone do it and then they send it back because you're not there.
What about Amazon?
Yep. Okay. What'd you say?
I just don't want to do it because you're not there yet and I don't want them to send it back.
Well, it's going to be. It takes a week or better to get there?
Probably. Especially with the holidays, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a thought.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Let Sherry know you have her book, too. What's that now?
Which one's hers? The Boundaries?
No, I think it had an umbrella on or something. I can't remember.
Oh, the Daily Meditation or something?
Yeah. So, you talk to Janet and tell her what's going on?
She's in Florida.
She can still text, though. She sent me a letter on the 12th, I got, on the 13th, I think I got, and she said she was going to be communicating with Amanda to see, find out what's going on.
Okay. I'll text her. I just don't want to go on her vacation. I saw she was on Facebook on the beach and drinking margaritas or something.
I'll just let her know I hope she's having fun and that the new address is this, and the judge went way above my over double my guidelines, and let her know what's going on.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
How we're going to be appealing it and fighting and stuff. But I love you.
I love you too.
I just can't wait to hug you and kiss you.
I know.
I'm glad you're so strong, Amanda.
I'm there.
love you. Tell everybody I said hi and I love them. And you keep praying and stuff.
I will.
All right, well, I'll call you tomorrow, and make sure you always keep just a little on there, and Roger will call you if I go, okay?
Okay, I just put 40 on today.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, I love you too.
All right, have a good night. Love you, bye.